She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening?
So now a second woman is accusing Antonio Brown of sexual misconduct.
Who is this lady?
No name.
Oh, okay.
Unknown woman, but she's saying that he inappropriately propositioned her at his Philadelphia house back in 2017. Said that he was standing behind her fully naked, holding onto a small towel, you know, over his private parts while she was painted. I guess he hired her to paint like a mural of him.
Oh, okay.
And he was like naked and, you know, stuff like that. And he was just being very inappropriate.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
So this other lady that accused him recently, Brittany Taylor, she said they started off as Bible study partners.
Yes.
And they were actually supposed to be studying the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But then he one time forced... Oh, no. He approached her about fitness training because she runs like a gym, like she for like gymnasts.
Yep.
And basically, long story short, he kissed her forcibly one time, and then another time they were watching like a religious video together, and he started pleasuring himself in front of her.
Crazy.
Then she went to visit him in Miami, and that's when she said that he pinned her down and raped her in 2018. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of being a little inappropriate, Antonio Brown's former doctor says that the football star repeatedly farted in his face and laughed about it during a consultation where he showed up 3 hours late. And he's claiming that the receiver still owes him $11,000 in unpaid fees.
Mm.
This is Dr. Victor Prisk, who tells, obviously, his patient's business.
Yep.
But he says that he was wary of signing the then Pittsburgh Steeler because he had a reputation for being flighty and not paying his bills. But he agreed to take him on as a client. So he said that, basically, Antonio Brown showed up to an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
He actually had a friend with him at the appointment.
Yep.
And I guess the friend was filming the appointment for some reason, the physical that was going on.
Weird.
And he said that he was checking his body fat and Antonio Brown just kept farting. Like farting out loud and laughing about it.
Okay.
He said it seemed just childish to me. I'm a doctor and this man is farting in my face.
Mm.
In the video, Antonio Brown was joking and saying, I had a lot of fiber, bro. That's what he was saying to like one of his friends off camera. So I guess he had talked to the doctor, too, and said, listen, take me out as a client. I'm going to invest in your business. I'm going to make your practice even bigger than it is.
Yep.
So he says he tells you he's going to make it totally worth your while. He wanted to go into business with me.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to invest in your business, invest in you. You're a part of the family. But he doesn't do that, and he doesn't even pay the bill.
Well, that's basically what happened to the painter, because she didn't get paid. And she said that she's not looking for anything legal, but she just wants everybody to know that like he didn't pay her.
Hmm.
So... yeah.
So the whole nakedness with the towel thing, that didn't really matter.
No. She said she was like 40% done, and then like she just kept going.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Even though he's sitting there being weird. Okay. Kyrie Irving is off the market.
Oh, okay.
His girlfriend is flaunting a massive diamond on her ring finger just days after there was a rumor that he proposed.
Nice.
So they were out and about over the weekend, him and his girlfriend. Her name is Golden.
Okay.
And of course, we all know he plays for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
And all eyes were on that ring. We got the pics for you. Hot937.com. By the way, Golden, she's a fashion and fitness influencer with more than 400,000 followers on Instagram. And
so,
Kyrie reportedly just signed a brand new $141 million contract with the Nets, and he's already made $95 million in his 8 seasons in the NBA.
That's crazy.
That is the latest right there. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way. We got tickets for Jagged Edge.